Spring is in the air, and this month's Living in Brisbane is packed with ideas on how to make the most of the change of season in Australia's lifestyle capital, Brisbane. Hear about our plans for making some of our favourite parks and playgrounds even better. There's the latest on Brisbane Metro and how we're working to keep Brisbane moving with road and footpath repairs. Learn how to keep your home and family safe from severe weather at the free, fun family day out at the Emergency Services Expo. All this and more in September's Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. Spring is a great time to get out and enjoy everything our city has to offer. Our support for vibrant precincts like Howard Smith Wharves, West Village, South Bank and Fish Lane have helped shape Brisbane's reputation as Australia's lifestyle capital. Now we're expanding our popular Coffee Carts in Parks program to make it even easier for you to grab a cup of coffee or a bite to eat close to home. We're investing more than 80% of the council budget in the suburbs to make it easier for you to enjoy the best of Brisbane. It's all part of our plan to create even more to see and do in the suburbs.
In 1925, the City of Brisbane Act brought together several local authorities to form what would become Australia's largest local government by population, Brisbane City Council. We've been dedicated to a better Brisbane ever since, making Brisbane a great place to live, work and visit. Join the centenary celebrations, including Brisbane 100, One City Together, open day at Brisbane City Hall from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday the 1st of October. A history conference at Brisbane City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 11th of October, and a memorial plaque unveiling commemorating Kedron Shire Council, one of the original local authorities to form the new Brisbane City Council, from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 12th of October near the Marchant Park gates on Gympie Road. For more information and centenary events, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Brisbane City Council Centenary.
Congratulations to the 2025 Lord Mayor's Photographic Awards winners. The 2025 theme, 100 Years of Greater Brisbane, gave photographers the chance to show the places, experiences and events that have helped shape Brisbane into Australia's lifestyle capital. 8 winners have been announced across 6 award categories, and you can see all the winning entries on our website.
More than 80% of our budget is being spent in the suburbs to ensure Brisbane remains the best place to live, work and relax. We're planning upgrades for Pilara and Elm Grove District Parks so everyone can enjoy great sports facilities, green spaces and parks that suit our growing communities. We're also improving Rocks Riverside Park, New Farm Park, Mount Gravatt Outlook Reserve and the Brisbane Koala Bushlands at Burbank. You've shared your ideas for the future of Wynnum, Manly and Lota foreshores, and we're now reviewing them to help prepare the draft master plan. Stay tuned for more updates on these exciting projects.
We're making it easier for you to get around Brisbane with new footpaths. Since 2018, we've delivered approximately 350,000 square metres of footpaths. You can help keep Brisbane moving by reporting damaged footpaths. Search footpath repairs on Council's website. For urgent safety issues, such as structures on a footpath or trip hazards, phone us on 3403 8888.
We're keeping Brisbane moving with road resurfacing and pothole repairs in our suburbs. Every year, we invest millions to maintain and improve our roads, with teams working around the clock to fix potholes quickly and resurface streets. These works help our roads last longer and make them safer for drivers, cyclists and pedestrians. To report an urgent road safety issue, call us on 3403 8888 or visit our website. It's all part of our plan to help you get home sooner and safer.
Whether you're travelling on bus, foot or bike, getting around Brisbane has become easier thanks to Brisbane Metro infrastructure upgrades. Buranda and Cultural Centre bus station upgrades have recently been completed, with longer platforms enabling buses and metros to move seamlessly through these stations. Significant active transport improvements in the area include 840 metres of new cycleway between Cordelia Street and North Quay, and a further 450 metres of upgraded on-road cycle lanes on Grey Street. And there's still more to come, with the soon-to-open Adelaide Street Tunnel set to improve the flow of buses and metros underneath our city.
Save the date. You can drop off your green waste for free at any of our four resource recovery centres on these weekends: the 13th and 14th of September, the 11th and 12th of October, and the 1st and 2nd of November.
Warmer months mean more mosquitoes. As part of our mosquito spraying program, we'll spray selected sites on the ground and by helicopter. We encourage everyone to protect themselves from mosquito bites and to eliminate breeding sites at home. Search Mosquitoes in Brisbane on brisbane.qld.gov.au for tips on protecting yourself and your property from mosquitoes.
Learn how to prepare for storms, floods, bushfires and more at the Brisbane Emergency Services Expo from 9am to 2pm on Saturday the 11th of October at Mount Gravatt Showgrounds. Talk to emergency service crews, including the Queensland Fire Department. See Paw Patrol stage show, have fun on jumping castles and enjoy live music, food trucks and more. Now in its fourth year, this free family event is part of Get Ready Queensland Week. For more information about the expo or tips on how to be prepared for severe weather, visit Council's website.
Christmas is all about giving, and we love supporting our seniors, which is why we help fund Christmas parties and get-togethers through the Seniors Celebration donation. Funding between $100 and $300 is available, with applications closing Tuesday, the 7th of October. Save the date in your diary to book your tickets to this year's Lord Mayor's Seniors Christmas Parties. There'll be 15 shows held from Monday, the 1st of December to Saturday, the 6th of December. You can book a limited number of tickets in the online pre-sale from 10am on Wednesday, the 1st of October. Come and see our seniors shine at this year's Lord Mayor's Seniors Cabaret Gala, held at City Hall on Sunday, the 19th of October. Tickets are just $5 and will sell out fast. Search Seniors Cabaret on brisbane.qld.gov.au for the latest information.
Kids of all ages can join in the fun with our school holiday program, Creating More to See and Do in the Suburbs. Head outdoors for our BMX skill workshops at DM Henderson Park in McGregor. Cast a line for fishing fun in Morningside, make a masterpiece at Chermside Library, or try birdwatching at the Boondall Wetlands Environment Centre. The Lord Mayor's Children's Program is partnering with Brisbane Festival to bring Theatre Dome to City Hall on Monday, the 22nd of September. Get your free tickets today. To find out more, search School Holiday Events on Council's website.
Applications for the Lord Mayor's Better Suburbs Grants Community Facility category are now open. Eligible not-for-profits can now apply for $10,000 to $200,000 in funding to upgrade or maintain their community leased facilities. Past grant recipients have used the funds to install or upgrade sports field lighting, undertake building maintenance, and to plan and design works that create more diverse uses of the facility and improve accessibility. Applications close Monday, the 27th of October. Search Better Suburbs Grants on Council's website for more information.
Emmanuel City Mission is a daytime sanctuary for Brisbane's homeless and vulnerable. Each day, Emmanuel City Mission welcomes up to 400 visitors with meals, laundry facilities, clothing and bedding, toiletry packs, hot showers, and, most importantly, a connection to a caring community. The Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust is a proud long-term supporter, providing funding that has helped Emmanuel City Mission to open earlier every day, better serving those in need. Now, Emmanuel City Mission is fundraising so that it can extend its services to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starting with one night a week thanks to our recent donation to launch the project. You can support Emmanuel City Mission's cause and give a gift of a night of shelter by donating today. Visit emmanuelcitymission.com to support Emmanuel City Mission to help the homeless and vulnerable every single day.
We're helping households across Brisbane contribute to a cleaner, more sustainable city with our green waste recycling bin rollout. This year, we added green waste recycling to our standard curbside bin collection service. In August, we started distributing new green bins to eligible households. To find out when your green bin is scheduled to be delivered to your home, visit our website and type in the name of your suburb. All standalone households will receive their new 240-litre green bin by December 2025. Multi-unit dwellings will not automatically receive a green bin. Contact us to check if you're eligible to opt in. If you don't want to receive a green bin, you can also opt out by submitting an online form by the 1st of December 2025. For more information, visit Council's website or call 3403 8888.
Are you bushfire aware? Prepare for bushfire season by checking your bushfire risk, making or reviewing your bushfire survival plan, maintaining your property by mowing, trimming vegetation, and clearing leaves or other debris from your roof, gutters, and downpipes. Packing an emergency kit, see our website for what to include, and registering for free Brisbane Severe Weather Alerts to receive planned burn notifications. Search Be Prepared on brisbane.qld.gov.au for more information.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.